This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is brought to you by Cornerstone Mortgage, and we're dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past two decades, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419. When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call me personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. here on FM News Talk 97.1. So joined by my co-host today, I have a little change of pace, have Tom Turbrock, my producer, as usual. Welcome, Tom.
Good afternoon, my buddy.
Also want to welcome a friend. We have Adrian Clay Schulte here. Adrian is a loan officer with me at Cornerstone Mortgage, a senior loan officer. Welcome, Adrian.
Thanks for having me, Doug.
Man, I'm glad you took the time to do it. It's a good Sunday afternoon to come in.
And the show is not as beautiful today as it usually is, but it'd still be a good show. The learning tool, which is the Doug Haldeman Show.
I appreciate
that. I want to thank you for your help at Cornerstone. When we showed up, you had our name in lights.
right on our welcome board.
That is classy. See, it's the little things. You guys, you're smart. You're well-known. It's a well-known place, but it's the small things, and that made us feel comfortable in. So I cannot thank Cornerstone enough for being so classy and what you guys do.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, Cornerstone Mortgage, it's interesting because I had to compete with Cornerstone for years before I came on board, and I had a lot of respect for them.
Sure, man.
And I knew Adrian from the market. I mean, that's Adrian and I were friends before. I mean, our kids go to school together, actually.
Yes, our paths have definitely crossed, that's for sure.
Yes, they have. And, Cornerstone has always been such a great company, and I was really honored to become a part of it.
Sure.
Because it's just been a few months now. And, Adrian, you've been with the company how long now?
December 28th was my 4-year.
Congratulations.
4 years, okay. So, and you've worked at big banks before. I came from the broker side, so we both have kind of a unique perspective. And I get the question a lot about why Cornerstone, okay, because there are so many recruiters out in the mortgage business. We could go anywhere. And we made a very conscious choice to go to Cornerstone, not only as loan originators and branch managers, but, you know, as a consumer. Why would a consumer go there?
There has to be a reason.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, Adrian, what are some of the main things that you would say are our strengths?
I say our consistency. One thing would definitely be the consistency in the process and how we like to set the right expectations for our clients right off the bat. Buying a home and getting a home loan is one of the biggest things that people do in life, one of the biggest investments they make. And I found in Cornerstone, follows right along with it, that we set the right expectation up front and let people know how the process is going to flow at the beginning, and it cuts down on a lot of anxiety throughout the process.
Well, and it's interesting because the process of getting a mortgage these days is not easy. You know, there is no way any company out there can make it a simple process because the government is turning it into a compliance nightmare, that there's so many things that are required. But that really plays into the strength of Cornerstone because – you know, from its inception, it's a St. Louis-based company, and Jim Dean and Angie Stevenson are the two owners of it. And one of the things that made it different from the beginning were their operational standards. Okay? And what I mean by that is what they require from the operations staff and how a loan moves from point A to point B, from B to C, and through each phase of the process, they have really high standards. And the employees, it's all in reports and it's all certain number of days that you have to get from one place to another. Right. And it's not about the metrics there. What it's about is that when that happens, it creates raving fans of our clients because their loans get closed very quickly. And in a market like this, I mean, Adrian, you know how quickly we're closing loans right now. It's amazing. I mean, I'm closing loans in 2 weeks on a very regular basis right now.
Absolutely. I mean, there's definitely a cadence to what we do. The system works one way and only one way, and we strive to hit that every time, not
a
just
plan.
Some of the time. Yeah, there's definitely a plan in
Game
place.
Plan there.
Yeah, whether it's a USDA loan, there's a particular way that has to go, or a VA loan or just a regular everyday conventional loan. We have the process down and we know the steps to take to make it happen.
Cornerstone is the spot to hit then.
It is. When it's, and it's funny when you look at some of the credentials of the company, there's a reason why it's grown so quickly, because it's gone from being just a very small St. Louis company that now it's grown almost $1 billion a year in loans, third largest lender in Missouri,
which is
saying a lot when you compare
to
all the big banks that are out there.
Sure.
We do more business than almost any of those banks, third largest in Missouri as a mainly St. Louis company, but you know, there's almost 15 branches now, licensed in a bunch of different states. So Missouri and Illinois, we do just a really big market share in this area, and I think it's just going to continue to get bigger.
Sure.
In fact, it's a great place, too. Like, there are a lot of loan officers that listen to the show. If you're not completely happy where you're working right now, you should give us a call. I mean, you really should take a close look at what Cornerstone has to offer as a loan officer, because what you can offer your customers just gives you a major market advantage.
Yeah, I mean, even the employees themselves, through surveys in the St. Louis market, we've been voted top place to work in St. Louis. I think it's 3 years running now, definitely two, maybe 3 years running. You know, voted by the employees as one of the best places to work.
Well, when I saw you, Doug, there was a friendly, busy vibe there. But it wasn't the drab, because, you know, you go into some spots, it's going into a mausoleum.
Right.
This was upbeat, friendly, but people were on the ball and they were working.
Right. That's definitely part of the culture there. I mean, that is a culture of hard work, because loans don't get closed nowadays without grinding through the details. I mean, there's no other way around it, right, Aaron?
Yeah, there is. And I used to say that, you know, prior to the economic downturn and meltdown, you almost just had to fog a mirror to get a loan. And now we're taking, you know, we need a DNA sample and a firstborn child.
Right.
We might even have to move in together for
that
a couple
good.
Weeks. We might even have to move in for a couple weeks to really get to know each other before we actually hand over the check.
Well said.
Well, I mean, it's so true. I mean, I have to apologize to people sometimes up front because of the amount of documentation we have to ask for. But we actually found some ways to make it pretty painless with our e-doc system, where people can sign paperlessly now, so they can just log on from their computer and just do the digital signature, never having to leave their computer. That makes the process so much simpler when they can go through that process.
Yeah, I mean, I just finished a loan for somebody in Troy, and you know, I'm located in St. Charles in Cottleville. It doesn't seem like very far away, but when somebody can just sit at their computer and click away on these documents, it definitely speeds up the process.
Cutting edge.
In case you're just joining us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking with Adrian Clay Schulte, a senior loan officer in our branch in St. Charles of Cornerstone Mortgage. And when we look at this process, underwriting is a major component of it. And one of the advantages that Cornerstone has had, too, is its size has allowed it to become a direct seller servicer. Okay, Tom, do you know what that even means?
Explain. No, I was going to say explain, because I have two very smart men here and me. So explain, please.
All right, so direct seller servicer. This was something that was a big deal when I was choosing companies. Is whenever we sell a loan, or whenever we create a loan, okay, as a broker, it's never done in your own name. It's done in an end lender's name.
Okay.
Okay, at Cornerstone, we are the lender. Okay, we're loaning out our own money.
Okay.
And some mortgage banks, they may close a loan in their own name, but then it immediately has to get sold off to an investor. Well, with us, we actually can sell directly to the agency, so directly to Fannie Mae, directly to Freddie Mac. All of our FHA loans can be sold directly to Ginnie Mae, which means that we retain the servicing on a big majority of our loans.
That's huge.
It is huge, because a lot of people don't want their loan to be sold all the time.
Exactly. I mean, people come to us just for the simple fact that we do service our loan. You're exactly right. That might be one of the first questions that they ask, like, are you going to sell my loan? And, of course, there is a possibility that will happen, but we have ways that we can make sure that loan stays with us.
Right. It definitely gives us an opportunity to have more authority when it comes to how we get a loan done. And something I've never had in my career is I can walk right down the hall, and there are four underwriters right in our office, or head underwriters right in our office, and I know the answer on almost all the scenarios, but if there's one that I don't know the answer, I can walk right down the hall and get the clearance immediately.
That's fantastic.
And I don't have to guess about it.
That is, I mean, unquestionably, that is huge in the mortgage industry, to get somebody an answer, your client an answer, a definitive answer.
Right, a real answer.
A real answer right off the bat is huge.
Well, and I want us to go into that a little more when, you know, a little bit later in the show. We're going to talk about what that means and the difference between a pre-approval versus a, you know, a pre-qualification, and how come a lot of deals end up getting killed as they go through the process. But coming up, we actually have a special guest that's going to be joining us, because when you buy a home and you have a dog,
Okay,
you leave that dog alone and you come back and it's chewed up your furniture, it's done all kinds of things. So mm-hmm. we actually wanted to invite in the owners of Puppingham Palace are going to come in and let us know what some of those alternatives are to leaving that dog there to tear up your house.
Beautiful.
You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle, and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.